Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm going to apologize up front with regards to the background noise, because what I'm doing today is a little bit different than what I normally do. See, I've decided to go meet up with somebody that I know through Lifestyles Unlimited who has bought a 6-unit, technically it's a 7-unit apartment complex, and this thing is in the beginning stages of rehab. So what I chose to do was to actually come on down to the site to give me the opportunity to see a property go through transition. So you're going to hear a lot of background noise, and I just apologize up front for that. I can't change it because that is the sound of progress. Now, let me just tell you this. The guy I'm hanging out with today, he's got a net worth of right around $9 million. I mean, if you take all of his investments and you add up all the equities and things like that, he's looking at about $9 million net worth. Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not there yet, which is part of the reason that I came down here was to, first of all, pick his brain a little bit to understand what he does, how he does it, and to see one of his projects in action. When I first pulled up to the property and I looked at it, I thought, man, that thing is kind of ugly. Now, location-wise, it's in a really great location. It's actually in downtown San Antonio, just slightly outside of downtown. And it's in an area that appears to be doing very well from a appreciation standpoint. And that's part of the reason that David came down here and he bought this particular property. Now, when he took the property over, it was 7 units, which was comprised of 6 different apartments and then a garage conversion. This property actually has a garage on it, a garage conversion that was converted into a 7th unit. Now, a couple of days after he bought the property, unfortunately, somebody broke into that garage unit and started doing whatever they were doing and caused a fire in there. So the garage unit is, well, it's burnt out. Now, the one thing David said about that, because I said, hey, man, what's going on with that garage unit? He said, yeah, it burned a couple of days after I bought the property. I said, well, you know, does that set you back any? And he says, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, the insurance paid me about $30,000 to do the remediation for that fire. And I thought to myself, okay, that's probably a good thing. And from his perspective, he looked at it from the standpoint of, number one, he was using other people's money. He was. It's in the form of insurance. So when he bought the property, he immediately put the right type of insurance on the property to make sure that if any peril were to hit him, he would be okay. And I'll tell you what, he's okay. I mean, he got a nice influx of about $30,000 to fix up a portion of the property that was damaged by that fire that he was going to fix up anyhow. Granted, the fire caused a little bit more damage than he expected, but essentially the way he looks at it, he's able to renovate that particular unit for no additional cost out of his pocket. As a matter of fact, the money that he was going to put into that portion of the project, he doesn't need to put in there anymore because the insurance is taking care of everything. And that's one of the things that we teach you. We teach you how to properly leverage other people's time, other people's money, other people's knowledge. It's a very important part of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'm down here leveraging David's time because I've just been down here kind of shadowing him, just walking around. This is the day he's going to visit this particular property just to see if his crews are doing everything correctly and in accordance with the plan that he laid out for this property. And I get to tap into his knowledge, because when David first started investing in real estate back in, I think it was 2008, that's when he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He started with equity in his own home. He had about, I think he said, once he was able to tap into that equity, he was able to take out about $70,000. And that $70,000 became his seed capital for investing in real estate. And he started just like everybody else starts, with his first property. Now, today, I am in property, I don't even know. To be honest with you, I don't even think David knows how many properties that he has bought, remediated, put back into inventory as nice places to live for people to call home that pay him cash flow on a monthly basis. You know, income that comes in that he can use for whatever he wants. And it's a really good thing. Now, what I'm going to do on today's show is I'm just going to kind of meander around this property, because this property started the rehab phase about 2 weeks ago. So as a result of that, he has one apartment that is completely renovated, and he moved one of the residents that was in another apartment into that apartment once he qualified them and did all the things that you're supposed to do to make sure you're putting the right person in your property. So I'm not going to go into that unit because somebody's actually living in that unit. But there's another unit that is pretty much done. I think they're just waiting to get a cleaning crew in there. And then that unit is going to go on the market, and he's going to find a great resident for that property. So stick around. I'm going to take you through this property. It's going to be fun.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So it's a little echoey in here, and that's not going to make for great sound quality, and I apologize for that. But what I want to share with you is what the interior renovation of this particular property I came to visit today looks like. It is really nice in here. I mean, this is basically a little one bedroom with a loft apartment. It's not really big, but it's great for a single person or a married couple that doesn't have kids. There's place to put your stuff. There's a place for you to enjoy living, and it's really quaint in here. This particular property, given its size, I mean, I'm just talking about unit number two here. Unit number two has really high ceilings. I mean, these are 10-foot ceilings in here. And once they pulled all the drywall off of the existing walls, and they peeled back very dated and ugly wallpaper, underneath all of that was the original wood construction of this property. I mean, natural shiplap, rounded woods. I mean, David exposed all of this, and he put kind of a urethane on these particular walls. The charm of this property just seeps through. It really does. I mean, I'm standing here looking at construction that was originated in 1930. That's right. This property is about 90 years old. Okay, maybe 91 years old. And when you look at the original materials that were used on this property, it makes you wonder why people hide all of that. And beneath my feet, original hardwood floors. I mean, basically, what David did was he pulled up the carpeting that was in here. He took the vinyl flooring off, and he exposed the natural wood floors of this property. It just pops. I mean, it's almost like walking into a time machine. That's what it feels like in here. Now, the windows are the original 1930s windows. Now, the glass in the windows, not so much. But the windows themselves are beautiful. I mean, they're the big windows that they used to use with, you know, the bottom section would slide up. And it just really lets a lot of light into this particular unit. Now, in the kitchen, it looks nice in this kitchen. I mean, this looks like what you would find if you went into a Class A apartment. Now, if you don't know what a Class A apartment is, it's all those new apartments that people are building. It's all the new modern-looking stuff. And that's the way this kitchen looks. I mean, he's got beautiful cabinets. These are, by the way, not the original cabinets that were in this property. So he brought in newer, more modern materials for the countertop, for the cabinets, new sinks, new appliance packages, and a beautiful full backsplash area behind the sink, done up in tile. And I'll tell you, it looks really nice. He used kind of a soft gray, and he put in stainless steel appliances. And I'll tell you what, I can't stop talking about how nice this property is. Now, one of the things he had to do was he had to bring certain things up to code. Remember, this thing was built 90 years ago. So 90 years ago, when they wired your property to power, they used a completely different process than we use today. And a lot of that wiring, it was just old and it needed to go. So he had to put in new wiring throughout the entire property. Everything electrical in this property meets existing code. He's got GFI units in the kitchen and in the bathroom area. He's got singular pole plug-ins for the appliances. In other words, the microwave, the stove, the dishwasher, the refrigerator. All of those meet current code. As a matter of fact, the electrical outlets themselves are the tamper-resistant kind. Meaning, if you go back to maybe when you and I were kids, and there was always this fear you would put a fork or something in the electrical socket and damage yourself somehow. Well, these particular outlets, you can't do that because they actually have these little like doors in them. I mean, okay, they're not big doors, but they're tamper resistant, so they're much safer. This property conforms to all requirements for housing in the city of San Antonio. In other words, the door to the exit, which is also your entrance, has a peephole. There is a fire extinguisher under the sink. You have smoke detectors where they're supposed to be. And because this property is plumbed for gas, there's also carbon monoxide detectors. There's all the things that are necessary in today's modern society. And it didn't take him a lot of work to get this done. I mean, as I've been walking through the property, he's got one of his crews on this property. It's about four guys that are working diligently in different areas. One guy is working on the plumbing in one unit. Another guy is working on the wiring in another unit. There's another guy that's outside removing shingles so that they can expose the beautiful wood that's underneath those siding shingles. And there's another guy, I'm not even sure what he's doing. He seems to be carrying lumber. So, you know, these guys are working. I mean, they're busy. They are busy guys, and they're getting stuff done here. The property is transforming. It's transforming from the inside out. So what I experienced when I first drove up was just kind of this thought of, what has David gotten himself into? And as I've explored through the property, I've toured the entire property. I know exactly what's going on with this property. I see the potential that he saw when he bought the property. We come back from the break. I'm going to get into one of the dirty, nasty units and tell you what I see. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So I've stepped into another part of the project. Yeah, now this part of the project, what they're doing in this section is they're replacing all of the plumbing. Because the plumbing that existed for the bathrooms was 90 years old. It was pretty much tired and worn out. It had outlived its effective life. And as such, it needed to go. So Vidal is actually standing on the ground. Now, when I say standing on the ground, I mean standing on the ground underneath the house. See, in the area where the bathroom was, they had to pull everything out because there was water damage and other problems. The wood flooring in that part of this property could not be salvaged. It just couldn't be salvaged. But it also gave them an opportunity to get into the concerns regarding the plumbing. And there were some problems there. The existing sewage line had been leaking. And we don't know how long it had been leaking for, but it was leaking. And that's not something you want to deal with when you have a nice renovated property. So they had to go in there and basically pull all the plumbing out. And now what they're doing is putting in new plumbing into the bathroom area, which, by the way, they also had to kind of replumb the bathroom, because when this property was built 90 years ago, I don't think there was such a thing as a building code. And the bathroom was very cramped. It was very tiny. Barely had room for a toilet, a very small sink, and a very small stand-up shower. So one of the things that David did was he said, you know, well, first of all, we've got to make this right throughout the entire property. So he's had to move some interior walls to make the bathrooms actually as big as they're supposed to be to meet existing code. So that was part of that renovation that they're doing. And what Vidal is doing is he is putting in all of that new plumbing and tying it in to the existing sewer system that takes the waste from the property and out into the city sewers. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting process. I'm actually learning a lot just walking around and, you know, not trying to bother the guys. I want them to stay working, but I'm asking questions. There's a lot of knowledge in this property. There's a lot of smart guys working on this property, and they're doing great work. So in this particular section, no flooring. There's just a couple of joists going across. And what I can see down there are new concrete pillars. Now, what am I talking about? Well, one of the issues this property had was that over time, the soils had shifted a little bit and the property started to settle. So, you know, 90 plus years later, the property wasn't as level as it was when it was first built. So they had to bring in a foundation company to level the entire property. And the property is now level. I mean, that's one of the things that needed to be done on this property. One of the other things that needs to be done is it needs a new roof. It absolutely needs a new roof. The existing roof was, well, as I told you in the last segment, it created water damage because there were leaks. And as a result of that, it needs to be completely taken off and put back on new. So this property is going through a transformation. It is really neat to see. And David showed me on his phone, he took some pictures of what the unit looked like that I was in the last segment, and he showed me. It looked pretty bad. I mean, if I could find a word to describe ugly better than the word ugly, that's what I'd be describing to you. So this particular unit that I'm in is getting a complete facelift. It really is. I mean, they've pulled all the drywall off. They've taken it back to the existing wood. It looks beautiful. You're probably hearing some of the sounds of the construction. And they're renovating the bathroom. And that bathroom is going to look just as good as the bathroom in the last unit I was in. Right now, it's got nothing. It's got basically wiring coming in because they had to do the electrical. They're redoing the plumbing. This property needed a lot of TLC, and it's getting that TLC, and it looks absolutely wonderful. The parts that aren't done, well, they're not so wonderful. I mean, it's that feeling you walk in where you go, oh, where do you start? How do you start? Do you even know if you can start? The thing is, David knows the answer to all of those questions because he has been buying and investing in real estate for the past 13-ish years. And it's created a fundamental transformation in his life. Because remember what I told you, he started with like around $70,000 13 years ago. And that was his seed capital. That's the money he used to buy his first properties. And now he's gotten much bigger. He actually has gotten much bigger. And one of the things David likes to do is he likes to invest in single family homes that are older, that have not been cared for. And he likes to buy those and restore their beauty, restore their functionality to a point where it produces income streams for him. The other thing he likes to do is he likes to buy small apartment communities, very much like the one I'm in right now. He was able to acquire this property. I think he said he paid somewhere in the neighborhood of $220,000, $225,000 for this property. And his renovation costs are coming in right around, what did he tell me? Somewhere around $10,000 per door. So when you take a look at his all-in costs, he's probably looking at in the neighborhood of, I don't know, $285,000. Let's just go with $300,000 because it makes the math work easier. When he gets this property all fixed up and he attracts the right residents who will live in this property, who will enjoy this property, who will pay their rent on time, he's going to get income streams from those rental payments. And the income streams that he develops on this property, because it's multifamily, will actually set the conditions in place for what the property should be valued at. So, time on target, you're probably thinking, well, how long has it taken him to do this? Well, he bought the property a couple of weeks ago, and he went to work on it immediately. I think we're in week two of rehab, and he's already got two of the existing six units done. Now, he's going to save the garage conversion that burned for the last, because it's probably going to take a little more work. But at the end of the day, if you look at it from the standpoint of he's able to bring one unit online every week, he should be done with this project in the next maybe 4 to 5 weeks, possibly 6 weeks. So when you think about it, it's taken him 2 months to transition this property, or will take him 2 months to transition this property. And it's going to provide some very great returns for him. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about those returns. Stick around.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So I got chased out of the area that I was in because I was pretty much in the middle of everybody's way. And it was starting to get kind of noisy in there because they had saws going and hammers and stuff like that. And yeah, just didn't make a good environment for radio. So I'm back in the transformed unit, the one that is almost ready for somebody to call home. And what I'm going to do for you in this segment is I'm going to talk a little bit about why David is doing this and what he can effectively achieve in the form of income streams, in the form of valuation by doing this particular property. Now, you have to know that when he took the property over, this thing was in bad shape. I mean, it really was in bad shape. For David, that's not a big deal. That's one of the things that attracts him to properties because he understands that most people would be turned off by this kind of property. They would see it as, it's too much work. It's too much of a headache. You got to go get permits. You got to go deal with the city. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do the other thing. But for David, it's an investment. It is a way for him to earn money. So let's talk a little bit about the money. Now, when he took the property over, he had, I think he told me there were three people that were actually living in the property. None of them had leases. They were paying $300 a month in rent. That $300 a month that they were paying for rent, in my opinion, they were overpaying for the property because I've seen the one unit that hasn't been touched yet. And it makes me go, people are willing to live in conditions like that? That's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So what David did was he finished that one particular unit. And of the three residents that were here, he screened them. Well, you're probably thinking to yourself, can you do that? Can you screen somebody that's already living in a property? And the answer is yes. You absolutely can screen them because these are residents that David inherited. Now, they weren't on a lease, so he didn't have to honor a lease. And basically, he told all of them, look, I'm gutting this property. If you want to stick around, I'll let you stay, you know, till the end of the month, till your lease is up. And if you're interested in renting from me, you've got to go through the screening process. Well, two of them decided that wasn't for them, and they just packed up their stuff and they left. But one guy said, you know what? I'd be interested. And David screened him. He's got a good job. He is a essential worker. So he really hasn't been impacted by all this COVID stuff. And when David told him what the rent would be, he said, okay. See, what David's been able to do by rehabbing these units and repositioning these units in the marketplace, he's able to obtain $800 a month in rent for these particular units. That's right. So he went from people paying like $300 a month to an $800 price point. And the location of this property is actually really, really good because it is just on the other side of downtown San Antonio. So it's very convenient for people that work in downtown San Antonio to commute. I mean, there's a bus line that runs right by here. They can walk depending on where they work. They can bicycle. Yeah, there's a lot of really good things that this property location provides for somebody who lives here. Now, that one particular resident, he's in the one unit that was completely done. And I'm in the unit right now that's about ready to go onto the marketplace. And the rent for this unit is going to be $800. So when you factor in the fact that he's got seven units, and let's just say for giggles and grins, he only renovates the six units and doesn't touch the fire damage section. He's going to have income streams of $4,800 a month coming in. And as a result of that, $4,800 a month is the rental value. That's the money that he's going to collect in rents. Now, he's going to pay certain expenses. But another neat thing about this particular property is the fact that all of the units are metered for gas, power, and water. So he doesn't have to worry about paying utilities for anybody. The residents can pay for their own utilities. So his expenses on this property are fairly minimal. Now, the valuation on multifamily properties is different than what you would expect. See, most people think that all real estate is valued based on an appraisal, where an appraiser comes out and they look at what have properties sold for in the general area in the last, say, 9 months. And they use that data to help formulate an opinion of the value of the subject property. Multifamily, it's a different animal. See, multifamily is considered any group of units that are 5 units or more. So 5 to infinity. Duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, they are not valued that way. They're valued just like single family homes. So because this is a multifamily property, it's going to use a formula for net operating income. In other words, you take the income that you receive on the property, and we're just going to say it's just rents. You subtract any expenses that you have, and his expenses on this property are going to be very minimal because he will have fixed everything up that could go wrong in the next 5 years. So there really isn't a major reason for any of his residents to contact him for repairs. So when you take the income, subtract the expenses, you get a number called net operating income. And this is a number for valuation that is determined before you consider any debt service that you put on the property. When I did the simple math, I determined that if he only rents 6 of the 7 units for $800 a month, which is fair market rents in this area, I mean, people are definitely paying that much, if not more, for the location and the size of the units. He's looking at a value of this property based on net operating income of $700,000. So when you sit down and you think about the math, consider the fact that he put $300,000 into this property. That's probably the number where the number is going to be when the dust all settles. And this property, because he did the things that we taught him to do at Lifestyles Unlimited, this property is now going to command a value of $700,000. So when you go back and you think about the amount of time that he spent on this property, remember I told you it's about a 2-month turn on this property. Let's call it 3 months. Let's just go there. Would you be willing to invest $300,000 into a property that you can turn around in as little as 3 months, put back onto the marketplace, find great residents for that property that will pay you fair market rents, and then position that property to be valued at $700,000? When he holds it for a year and a day, he's going to be subject to long-term capital gains taxes if he chooses to sell the property. So when you think about it, he's probably going to be into this property for about around a year, year and 3 months. And he has effectively more than doubled his money with one property. What are you doing right now to double the money that you are investing? And I'm guessing it may not be happening for you. So real estate is really a way for you to get incredible gains, to get incredible returns that you're not getting right now in the marketplace. But you got to get educated. You have to learn how to do this correctly, or you could set yourself up for a failure. You should check us out. You should go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, and get signed up for one of our workshops. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.